This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown. Want to sing along with me? Or?
Well, yeah, and we could save money by firing the singers and doing it ourselves.
There we go.
Do you pay them by the show or is there a package?
It was a buyout.
That's why we have the same damn jingles for the last 30 years.
For 85 years.
Sounds like something from 1940.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Oh, you and I could do it together. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Wow, you even hit the note.
I try to hit those notes, yes.
It's amazing.
I can sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Talkers Convention.
Can you? We're still looking for somebody.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn? I might have to record it, though, because I'll be on the air when you want that to be.
No, we don't want to record it. One of the problems with that song is remembering the words.
Well, I can remember the words. As I think I said to you last week, the big problem is that people don't know how to sing. When you get to the last chorus, when it's banner-er. It's not four notes, it's three. Okay.
Banner
yet waves.
See, what I don't like is a lot of the modern singers milk a note and have it go in 12 different ways.
Yeah.
I've noticed something about you. After all these years, you've noticed one thing about me. I've noticed that whenever I sing on any shows that we do together, you immediately sing too.
That's because we make a good team. We sing together.
We're sort of like Paul and Paula.
Uh-huh. Hey, Paula, I want to marry you.
Without belaboring this, do you realize that the songs that many of the people listening to this show grew up with were insipid teenage love songs written for idiots?
Well, the thing that I'm thinking about this week that is more to the point is that they were all heard on AM radio.
Yes.
And these people, there's this whole thing now. This is really gaining some traction. You and I ought to talk about that after we go through the lists. But first, we better get on to our story list and people list, if you please. Mr. Harrison.
All right. Here we go. The number 10 story of the week on news talk stations that are somewhat like the ones you are listening to right now, folks.
Quick question.
Except that they are. We're serious.
Yeah.
The Dems Feinstein problem.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Feinstein or Feinstein?
I say DiFi. When I talk about it, I just call it DiFi. Feinstein, I think it is.
Dianne Feinstein. Right. There's Feinstein, there's Feinstein. And Feinstein. Dems Feinstein problem. Number 9, we have the 2024 presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
At number 8, we have DeSantis versus Disney, which is becoming some kind of a quagmire for
him. Oh, he dug himself a hole that he's not. What, you're going to beat Disney? Come on. His ego is out of control. Anyway, excuse me.
At number 7, his ego's out of control. Excuse me.
We're interrupting you.
Yeah. Number 7, China's saber rattling, and that's tied with the Russia-Ukraine war. The Hunter Biden investigation at number 6, which just seems to always...
Let's add another name to the list.
Yeah. The debt ceiling is at number 5. At number 4, the shootings and self-defense laws.
Unbelievable.
And number 3, the Trump legal battles. At number 2, the Supreme Court of the United States abortion pill case. And number 1 is the Fox Dominion settlement. Mm-hmm. The people on our list, at number 10, we have Dianne Feinstein. We have RFK Jr. at number 9, Ron DeSantis at 8. At number 7, a tie between Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. Number 6, Hunter Biden. At number 5, Kevin McCarthy. At number 4, a tie between Alvin Bragg and Jim Jordan. Donald Trump is at 3, Rupert Murdoch is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And that is a reasonably accurate approximation of the people and stories that were talked about on News Talk Radio.
Why is it every time I mentioned Alvin Bragg's name on the air. I want to do Alvin and the Chipmunks for some reason or another.
Right.
I think they have more credibility than Alvin Bragg does, frankly. But that's another story for another day. Meanwhile, on the list, when I go back and review in my mind what I've talked about on the Good Day program with the ladies this week, the 24 presidential race, Larry Elder getting into it, one of our kindred spirits, and somebody that I think is a great option for whatever else is on the Republican side. And then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an even greater option for people on the Democratic side. You know, you look at all of these names and you see them and hear them, but there's something about Robert Kennedy, and I spent a good deal of time talking about it this week, and Larry Elder, too, that is refreshing. I'm interested in your, I mean, because we need some new names, right, don't we?
I don't know. I don't know if we need new names. We need new ideas, fresh people.
Yeah, maybe
we need new corrupt people as opposed to old ones.
I don't know that Kennedy is. I mean, was his father and his uncle, were they corruptible? Larry Elder, is he corruptible? I suppose everybody to a point is corruptible. It just depends on how hard you work the corruption angle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I do agree that it's always good to have new names, and I do know that there seems to be a growing buzz about Robert Kennedy.
Yep.
Jr.
Yep.
As far as Larry Elder is concerned, we shall see how that plays out.
Jennifer Horn, who Larry Elder was on the Salem stations with Jennifer, and her father actually was his agent, and so as they're very close, and she said that he was nervous before he made the announcement this week, and they went back and forth on Twitter and they were talking to each other, and he said he was nervous. But when you get into the big leagues like that, no matter how much exposure you had, how much television, radio, whatever, you stand in front of a group of people who half of them would like to cut your legs off at the knees. So, you know, you're bound to be a little nervous. And so, but I've always liked Larry. He and I worked on KBC together back in the 90s. What do you think about him? Does he have a chance? Not, no. But can he be a vice presidential contender? Can he be someone that would fill a cabinet position were there to be another Republican elected? Maybe.
Well, that's why a lot of people run for president. They get the presidential pixie dust on them,
mm-hmm.
and wind up, you know, like Pete Buttigieg winds up with a cabinet position that
thank
he
you.
Have had.
Yeah, thank you for bringing his name up, because he made, finally, a statement as the Secretary of Transportation. People have been calling, especially people from the radio business, on him to try to do something about protecting AM radio. So he was asked at the NAB this week if the Department of Transportation is going to respond to automakers removing AM radio, and he said basically nothing, because he seems to be kind of incompetent. Here was his response. Quote, AM radio serves as a linchpin of the infrastructure behind the federal national public warning system, which provides emergency alert and warning information from FEMA to the public during natural disasters and extreme weather events. That's it? That's it. He doesn't realize the importance of the people in rural America who can't really get most of the FM signals that would be in markets near them, but they get AM signals. I think that, frankly, I'm interested in your point of view. I think we touched on this a little bit last week, but the conservatives are the people right of center, like Sean and like Mark Levin and others who have said that this is an attack on conservative talk radio. I think you can make a case for that. What do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I don't think the auto dealers give a damn about conservative
radio. Dealers, but the and manufacturers.
I don't mean dealers, the manufacturers. And
yeah.
Most of them are conservative. So I don't think it comes into their thinking. I think it's all about dollars and cents. It's all about greed. It's all about the radio industry and the National Association of Broadcasters not doing everything they could have for years to protect AM and FM radio. I've never understood why the radio industry was so lackadaisical about promoting the use of radios. The fact that you can't find radios in stores,
mm-hmm.
and that the actual appliance of the radio has fallen out of icon status as a major entity in society has bothered me for years. Mm. I think that most listeners, and I think that AM and FM radio, and let's talk about talk radio on AM, my personal opinion, which is based on tremendous experience professionally and insight, is that far more people are listening to talk radio, which is thought of as AM radio, online, through their smartphones, through their Bluetooth units, through so many other devices, and no credit is given for it at this point. It's so unknown that that's the problem. I think savvy radio listeners know how to get around the old missing AM and FM radio syndrome, mm-hmm. and that's my opinion. Would I like to see AM stay in the cars? Yes, but if they're all staticky with electric cars, that's
well, that's part of the problem, and that's something the government also has done nothing about. The FCC has sat on its hands for years when they could have allowed or encouraged the digital. Say it again, Doug.
Yes,
the digitalization of AM radio so that it sounded as good as FM. Why isn't that something that people get all worked up about?
So that's the point. The point is there are a lot of people to blame beyond the car manufacturers, but I don't think that, at the top corporate level, they're talking about, let's stick it to Sean Hannity and to Mark Levin and to those conservatives. The world doesn't work that way. That's how
they
think
it is. Yeah, listen. Huh? I thought I made a good argument. That's why.
You may be right. You asked me for my opinion.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
So we have a counterpoint. The truth is, I don't know. How do I know?
No. You know because you're smart. You have your antenna. Those aluminum foil things you got up there.
I'm wearing my aluminum foil hat. No, does it make sense? I mean, can you really picture the top guys at Ford sitting around going,
listen, anymore
off the air?
I don't know. It's so difficult anymore to try to figure out how people think. We're just here as a representative. You know, look at some of the comments that come in on our call-in line or the social media line, and sometimes I shake my head thinking these people are adults. Some of the comments that they have. Speaking of that, let's talk about the shootings. Number four up next here.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonial.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's and get the best values of the season before they're gone. Save big across the store for projects inside and out. Get started on your spring garden with 1 pint annuals, 4 for $5. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 4/19. Annuals offer available in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Angie's list is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are having a little fun and getting the bottom to the root of all evil, because we certainly know the world is full of evil, evil doers, and they become the subject matter. That's it. Look at all these evil people. Dominion and Fox. Fox is evil, right? The Supreme Court, they're evil. Trump, he's evil. The shooters, they're evil.
But
members of Congress.
Is more evil than Hunter Biden.
That's right. Chinese, they're evil.
Ooh,
DeSantis geez. And Disney, they're both evil.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Hi, boys and girls.
You've had too much coffee. All right, I do want to talk about the... let's go back to, do we have any more to say about Robert Kennedy? I'm just kind of flushing out the things that I thought would be important, but he's there. Okay. So the business at number four of all the shootings this week, we seem to have come back around to the whole business of, what is it called? What's the self-protection thing? But that's not what it's called. It's
Stand Your Ground.
Stand Your Ground. Right, exactly. So we have this 86-year-old racist, according to his nephew. He's been known to, you know, get his gun out and chase people out of the yard. As long as they're black, he's going to chase them out of the yard. So he shoots this kid. His name is Ralph Yarl, Y-A-R-L. But apparently, he's going to be okay. And the GoFundMe page that they have set up, Ralph's aunt, Faith, set up a GoFundMe page, $3.5 million they've raised already for this kid.
Mm.
So, he's going to be okay, but still, who comes out of their house because a guy walks into the, or goes to the driveway, that was the other thing this week, or walks, the basketball goes down to the street, and you're going to shoot somebody because the basketball goes in your yard? What the hell are people thinking? They're out of their minds, these people.
People are frightened. It really is.
Well, they ought to be with people like this around.
Or frightened of the people that are, you know, protecting themselves from people they consider frightening.
Right. A 12-year-old girl with a basketball, she'd be certainly frightening.
Well, you know, there is a boundary between what's rational and what's not. But the fact of the matter is that much of the boom in the sale of guns in America is due to the boom in the sale of guns. Am I right?
People? Yeah, no, you're right. Very interesting fact, but true. Yeah.
Well, therein lies the key to the issue. Is that most? I think that most of the gun issues that we're talking about come from a growing amount of fear in America. Fear of the others, fear of black people, fear of white people, fear of the police, fear of your neighbor, fear of anybody walking up your driveway. But look at how we have protected ourselves from the idea of, you know, the Fuller brush man, you know, putting your foot in the door.
Avon calling.
Right. I mean, it was common for people to ring bells, door-to-door salesmen, candidates walking a neighborhood, knocking on doors. You hear, I've been knocking on 100,000
What about
doors.
All the Jehovah's Witnesses that come knock
right,
on your
right,
door?
Right. Well, the point is that we're at a point now, and look at your own thoughts and your own behavior. It's a Saturday morning, you're sitting in your farmhouse there, you're in your pajamas having your coffee, and you hear the door knock.
Yeah.
And what's your first thought is, who the hell is that? You know, am I right?
Well, I don't know if I'm that thoughtful about it. Normally I know the people that come to the door, and if I don't, at that hour of the morning, yeah, I'm in my bathrobe if it's early enough, and so I'll go to the door, and some people are put off by the fact I go to the door in my bathrobe.
And spam and scammers and people knocking on the door. Let's talk more about that after the break.
All right. There are scammers galore. That is true everywhere. Yep. Okay. It's 28 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An IRS special agent said to be involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden is seeking whistleblower protections and wants to provide evidence of illegal activities about the probe to Congress. Attorney Mark Lytle.
My client wants to come forward. He's not a political person. He's not a social media person. He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges in New Mexico have been dropped. Prosecutor Jason Lewis and Carrie Morrissey say the decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The folks at Talkers Magazine, led by the producer, executive, editor, publisher, executive,
janitor,
and in charge. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We have been through the stories. There are several times during the hour in which you hear the stories repeated. That is what's on the list. You can check it out at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com every week. So the situation at number three with Trump, the legal battles, this going back and forth has been number one a couple of times in recent. By the way, when we're doing this program, as we put together things that have come to our attention, I'm looking at the calendar. We have been into spring for a month already, believe it or not. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of April. The second last, I think we only have one more weekend in this month, and Mercury is in retrograde. So.
Yeah.
It all affects some of the things that
I'm waiting for you for a point. You know,
The point is things are. Come on, give me a break, will you please?
No, I'm waiting
the
for
point,
it.
The point is
things
are changing.
Things are happening.
Things are happening fast.
Oh,
changing.
Yeah.
And so with Trump being the number one item here and there, usually he's certainly toward the top of the list this week, number three on the story list. And so there are a lot of different things that I'll ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal authority, later on in the countdown about the specifics of some of these. But I see that the Federal Appeals Court has issued an administrative stay which blocks the deposition of one of the members of Trump's team before the House Judiciary Committee. And as I was looking at that, I was thinking, how much money must Trump be spending on legal fees? Not that he doesn't have it, but think about all of the various, he's involved in all these various court cases with Alvin Bragg trying to block a subpoena, the congressional subpoena, the people looking into him. So how much money do the Republicans want to investigate Alvin Bragg? Alvin Bragg wants to investigate Donald Trump. And so who's paying for all of this? Who the hell do you think is paying for it? It's us. We're paying for it. And yet you still think Trump is the best? Some people, no matter what. I asked Jennifer Horn about this, and I love her. God love her. How do you think this guy, there's always something. When I went to number one here, this is my point, actually, a long way around the barn. But this settlement, isn't it as condemning as anything you could possibly imagine as to the story about the election being rigged and was stolen from him and was fixed and Dominion's... So why did Fox pay $787 million to Dominion to have him go away? Unless they were guilty as hell.
Because it's basically known, and I know there are people out there that are going to wince, but it's basically common knowledge among people that, are in the majority in this country. And that's my way of saying, have a different take on reality, that the election was not stolen. And that's why they call it the big lie. It comes down to, do you believe that the election was stolen or not? The question shouldn't be, do you believe there are irregularities in our election? When you hear the word irregularities, that's somebody playing games with you. Because there are always irregularities in everything. Every time they do a recount, it's off by 2, 3, 4 votes or whatever. Radio ratings are estimates.
Yeah.
Everything in science is an estimate. So you could say, the moon is not where it is because it's not exactly the same number every time. But the question is, was the election stolen? Were the irregularities enough to take the election from Trump and give it to Biden? And every court, every place where the rubber meets the road in terms of facts as opposed to innuendo, say, no, the election was not rigged.
Well,
and that's the question, and a lot of people can't deal with that.
A lot of people can't deal with the idea that the Electoral College is also corrupt. It doesn't really give you the true picture of who's won. One man, one vote. That's another thing that outside of the election circle, the time of year, the average voter doesn't think about the Electoral College and how it doesn't serve anymore its purpose. It has no purpose. In fact, it screws up. George Bush had no business being president because Al Gore got 3 million votes more than he did. Same could be said for Hillary Clinton, who got more votes than Trump did. So how come she's not president or wasn't president and Trump was? Come on. That's the real, and the Republicans love, they can come up, anybody on either side can come up with some nonsense that justifies it, and there really isn't. Anybody who's thinking this stuff through knows that it's just that, it's nonsense. So
it is nonsense. You're absolutely right. And you and I can go off on a whole discussion about the whys and wherefores of the Electoral College, but most defenses for it are nonsense.
Yeah, they are. It is. All right,
the big one being, no one's going to campaign in the states that... no one's going to campaign in those states anyway.
Right.
People are going to go where they're the biggest amount of votes.
Right.
And why doesn't the vote count for somebody who lives in a place that's highly populated?
Why should we diminish the power of a heavily populated place?
Because then New York will run the country.
That's a load of crap. All right. Speaking of loads of crap, Trump may not appear at his upcoming trial in New York because of logistical questions. The Secret Service, his staff, lawyers, they don't want him to show up in public. So how do they come up with that argument that has any merit, given the fact that he showed up for his arraignment a couple of weeks ago? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Yeah. I don't know what makes Trump tick.
All right, so this is the latest one. There's a lady who brought a suit against Trump. She says he defamed her by calling her a liar when he denied her claim that he raped her in a department store dressing room. This guy was president of the United States, and he gets accused of raping somebody in the changing room in the 1990s in a department store. And so that's going to trial now. And he's E. Jean Carroll is the lady. So she wants everybody to know what a scumbucket Trump is. How many more people do we have to come forward to prove that Trump is a scumbucket? I would ask
you
that.
Or more so, is a person qualified to be president simply because there's so much controversy hanging over them?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be proven. I mean, if somebody is so divisive as to have so many people hating them and dominates the news over his personal trials and travails, then is that person qualified to be president?
Yeah.
There used to be a thought that, the person's far too polarizing to be president. The thing that bugs me the most about Trump is not the politics of it. It's the exact opposite. It's that it's all about him. Mm-hmm. It's all about him,
right,
as opposed to about what's best for the country. Used mm-hmm. to be a thing. Well, I'm going to step out of this because it's best for the country to be able to move on to other issues. I don't want it to be about me.
Nixon had to do that because he didn't have a choice at the end of the day.
Ultimately, could you ever see Trump doing that? Could you ever see
stepping out like that?
Stepping out?
No. No way. I don't know about Biden, but he's too Casper Milquetoast to be charged with anything anyway. Maybe they're going to get him because his son is a crook, but they won't get him because he's out with me a crook. By the way, Biden could announce that he's running. This is Joe Biden's number one on the people list. Presidential candidates number nine on the list. His aides have told allies that they could be ready to announce the big thing. This is something that everybody's been waiting for, bated breath. When do you think Joe Biden's going to announce he's going to run for president again? Hooray! Ay, ay, ay.
Very well done.
All right. You know what the best thing about Joe Biden this week was? Lady Gaga was appointed as co-chair of his Arts and Humanities Committee.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep. See, you got something. You learned something from me.
So what do they call her now? Chairman Gaga?
Chairman Gaga. Yes, right. As opposed to...
If she became president for some reason, would they call her President Gaga?
President Gaga.
Whatever her real name
is. Wait a minute. You got Trump with his Magaga hats. So that's a tribute, in fact, to Lady Gaga, right? Make America great again and again, or whatever that stands for.
What a wonderful piece of marketing that young woman came up with by calling herself Lady Gaga. Right. I mean, then people, of course, take it seriously. Her name is Lady Gaga. You know, we get used to it.
Of course.
Lady Chairman Gaga.
Right. Sounds like the chairman of the wife of the chairman of the Communist Party is Chairman Gaga. Magaga. Okay, enough of this silly stuff.
It's not silly, actually.
No, it isn't really. It's
it's really we live in a ludicrous reality.
Magaga. All right. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I want to find out who's being interviewed by you this week. But first, we have to talk about all the natural ingredients in Balance 7. So if you're someone who has heartburn, acid indigestion, all that ugly stuff, maybe you're just feeling old and tired, your immune system is letting you down, time for you to fix the problem. More often than not, your stomach is out of balance, got too much acid in it. You've heard all those commercials over the years for acid indigestion. Well, there is... Why are you laughing? You're chuckling about acid.
I'm suggesting.
No, it's okay. You maybe could take Balance 7 and it would change you for the better. Who knows? So the idea behind Balance 7 is to dilute the acid buildup in your body, Michael. That's the deal. Mm-hmm. And when acid doesn't tie up your immune system, you'll feel better, you'll be better. You know, no more COVID if you take Balance 7. How about that? Your immune system is strong, you don't get colds, you don't get the flu, you're all set. So if you're interested in trying this, you take it three times a day, and if it doesn't work in a month or so, you get your money back. Call 800-793-9039. I'm on the up and up with this. Balance 7. Balance7.com is the website. You can order there, or you can call 800-793-9039. Get on the bandwagon. It's all natural ingredients. That's why I talk about it. I won't talk personally about any product unless it's all natural, and that's what this is. Please try it. Find out how good your body can really feel. 800-793-9039. Get your body in shape. Use the code word Doug and get $15 off your order. Get free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. And again, there's a money back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Dial up 800-793-9039 to feel like a new you again using Balance 7.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, back with Michael Harrison. So this week's interview, MHInterview.com, Michael Harrison interview, is with a lady who's on a radio station that carries this program, WDUN, down in Gainesville, Georgia, Martha Zoller. What's she got to say?
Martha Zoller is an amazing woman, and she's a conservative. She ran for Congress. She's on the radio in Georgia. She's an expert on Georgia politics. She's very even-handed, and she's a go-to guy all around the country because Georgia is the center, in many ways, of America's political universe. So many things come through Georgia. So, and she was named the Woman of the Year. She's going to get that award at the Talkers Convention in June. So it's an interesting conversation about education, technology, and politics.
Yeah. I wonder what she had me interested to have a chat. I've known her as we were talking off the air. I remember seeing her at the Talkers Convention and having conversations. She used to be a guest on this program when I used to bring in various talk hosts from around the country. Mm-hmm. And she has a very pleasing personality. She's very upbeat. And I'm sure her program reflects that. So the MH interview, you can get it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Is that correct, sir? I have that all
correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. Next on the countdown is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Star Trek theme. Probably not, though. Chuck Carney is here at 53 after the hour on the Good Day program with an overview of what's going to be at the box office this weekend, what we can go see, some stories. All right, why do we have the theme from Jurassic Park there, Chuck Meister?
I was reading an article. Think about the cost of film, where it was decades ago to now. According to Forbes magazine, Doug, The cost of the final Jurassic World movie, Jurassic World Dominion, which was released last summer, total costs all in, $543 million. Now, it made a profit, but think about the risk. I mean, holy
fuck. Wow,
now,
yeah.
That's why when people say, why are there so many franchises, why are there so many sequels, why everything is so familiar, because the studio's nervous to write a check for original property. I mean, $543 million all in. To make one movie, that's pretty insane, in my opinion. It's just almost hard to believe where it's going.
I know, but obviously it's a good thing that you're not making these decisions
also the reason that there's thousands and thousands of really probably good scripts, character-driven, on somebody's desk that will never see the light of day.
My son's TV show, it's
the home run they want.
My son's TV show and the movie that was going to come out of it was like greenlit by everybody until it got down to the bottom line of who was going to be the star. They wanted a black guy in his mid-40s to star, and Brendan wanted Ham to be the star. And so they couldn't Ham. It was not a story written about a black guy, but because of what's going on in Hollywood, everything's got to be black.
So it wasn't shopped around?
Yeah, it was shopped to 8 different places, and they basically said, yep, okay, it's a great script, we like it, let's green light it, but we don't like having John Hamm as the lead. We want Idris Elba or somebody like that to be the lead, and the story doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense if you put it. But they didn't want to listen to that. They just said, oh, it's black. We got to have a black star. So anyway,
I got something interesting. This day in history, April 21st, 1984, after 37 weeks on the charts, Michael Jackson's Thriller was bumped off by the album soundtrack of Footloose.
Really?
37 weeks on the top Thriller. What a great album that was.
What do you make of Alec Baldwin having the charges against him dropped?
I'm glad because I just think the man didn't wake up that morning saying, I'm going to kill people.
Shoot somebody.
But, I mean, it was a horrible accident, but I don't think it was his fault.
No, not at all.
Let's find out who put the bullet in the gun.
I have watched this. The Hunt for Red October has been back on the big screen a couple of times this month, and I've seen bits and pieces, but it still holds its value for me, even though it was made in 1999.
I'd have to think that incident overall to his nervous system put a few years on his life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is dumb.
All right, so what's coming out this weekend that looks good?
Three movies. You got Evil Dead Rises, which I know you're going to be first online.
All right, yeah, exactly.
Good reviews. Going to do 20-plus million at the box office. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. I think this is right in your wheelhouse. Afghan War movie, buddy film.
The Covenant, I'll probably go see
it. Jake Gyllenhaal's the star.
Yeah.
The people who like it love it. I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
And then Drew is Afraid with Joaquin Phoenix. Strange director directing that movie. I think it's going to be very polarizing. So I have not seen it, but I'll guess it's going to be very polarizing.
Mm-hmm. All right,
three new movies open.
Let's see how that works. Yep. Let's see here. Andrew Barth Feldman says this new murder mystery series, Foul Play, prepared him for the improvisation in No Hard Feelings. Apparently, he and Jennifer Lawrence spent a lot of time having a lot of fun without a script, so we'll see how that shakes out.
Okay.
All right, Chucker, thank you.
Have a good weekend, Doug.
Yep, 58 past the hour, and good day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.